How long have I been asleep? The cup of Earl Grey tea I made before coming to bed is cold to the touch, like the spot in the bed where Nick should be. I shuffle up so I'm propped against the headboard and check my phone. There are no missed calls, no messages, no word at all from my husband. I swipe to my contacts and Nick grins out at me from behind a drum kit, sweat glistening on his face, his long dark hair sticking to his cheeks and forehead like seaweed on a rock. The photo's 10 years old now, taken the first time I went to see him and whichever band he was in at the time playing live. Lazarus North or Paradise West or something like that. One of the many he's been in over the years. I've always loved this picture. It's Nick in his purest, truest form, larger than life, radiating joy, with a drumstick in each hand and no other care in the world. The hair is shorter these days, and his laughter lines are a little deeper, but the smile is the same. And of course, he's still a drummer. He's given up the idea of hitting the big time at this point, thankfully. But once or twice a week, he loads his gear into his cousin's van and four of them head off to be rock gods in the corner of some local pub for a few hours.